Holy shit.
Everybody, we're heading out now. Hopefully we won't find whatever's making it.
They found us.
Roxon looked up to see a dozen 12-legged, 400-pound, hairy red blood spiders dangling from strands of shimmering, translucent, 3-inch-thick webbing. They gnashed their pincers, saliva dripping from their gnarled mandibles. After a moment that seemed to last an eternity, one dropped. Detroit's eyes met its 12 greenish glowing eyes, twisted antennae flailing wildly as the spider continued to chew with rows of brown teeth and mandibles and shove his twin sides. When the spider stood on its blood-red legs, Spencer's liver flopped out of its mouth.
Rock! Get out!
Eat this.
Detroit, split up! Defense B2!
On it!
Come on, you blood-sucking bastards! You're gonna have to get through me, too!
Across the cavern, Detroit Green was tossing two grenades at a time, heaving them at the last possible second. Rock turned and ran towards the screen. Pierce was nearly covered by one of the flesh-eating monstrosities, his arm disappearing inside the meat-grinding jaws. The Doomsday Warrior pushed the muzzle of the shotgun pistol right up into the thing's jaw and pulled the trigger.
Come on, Pierce. Stay with me.
The poor bastard was already going into shock. Rock knew the symptoms well. White face, trembling lips, eyes staring off into infinity as if preparing to meet their maker. The arm was badly mangled, bits of white bone and tendon hanging out like a rag doll chewed up by the family dog. But there was nothing he could do right now. There wasn't time to tend to the wounded. He didn't know if they were going to get out at all. He reloaded the 7-shot pistol in seconds. More blood spiders were descending from above. Rock aimed straight up.
Rock! Behind!
Rock found himself caught under the mandibles of one of the spiders, sneaking up from behind. His arm had become jammed under him, the shotgun pistol wedged between his back and the dank cave floor. The blood spider leaned in on top of him, and the Doomsday Warrior could see dark, dripping jaws filled with scores of undulating teeth, pieces of flesh and gristle falling upon his struggling face. A long stinger shot out of the spider's mouth and pierced Rock at the shoulder. He felt the stinging acidity of the poison. He could feel his shoulder burn as if branded with a white-hot iron. The blood spider shifted its weight for a second to get a better balance to eat. That was all Rock needed. The spider stopped in its tracks, blinked its eyes a few times as if puzzled, and then fell in a bloody heap on top of Rock. The squishy weight of a dead monstrosity nearly suffocated him, its steamy innards dripping down onto his face. With an incredible effort of will and strength, Rock was able to squeeze his way out from under the dead carnivore. Rock scanned the wide cavern and could see only three of the crew left, plus Detroit, who was peeling off grenade after grenade from his bandolier and tossing them at the army of hairy killers. The Doomsday Warrior ran across the blood-soaked silt of the cave, searching frantically for any members who might still be alive, trapped beneath one of the things. The spiders suddenly took stock of themselves like an army hearing the trumpet call to retreat. Even spiders, with brains surely not larger than grapes, had to realize that their kind lay dead and splattered everywhere. Roxon raised his pistol at the sound. Nearly 300 feet above them, almost invisible in the dim blueness of the glowing walls, was a glistening slug, a good 20 times larger than the monsters down below. It was their leader, or queen, or some damn thing. With renewed vigor, the creeping walls of hundreds of pairs of legs began churning their way toward the five remaining Free Fighters, now banded together in the center of the seared meat and cordite-smelling cavern. There was only one chance.
Detroit! Up there!
The nearly 30-foot-long reddish slug swung slowly in the webbing above them, pulsing with blood.
Can you reach it? It's our only chance!
Detroit Green, descended from one of the great pitchers in baseball, Lenny Green, had the best throwing arm in Century City. Detroit could hit a bird at 100 yards with a stone.
I'll be damned if I can't hit that barn door of a thing, Rock. Anyway, if I miss, I don't have to worry about you telling anyone, do I?
He peeled off two of his phosphorus grenades and pulled the pins.
Everybody get back against the wall. I'll try and hold them off.
The spiders grouped together, apparently in an effort to get their courage up. As they came suddenly forward, Detroit pulled his right arm far down and back behind him like the discus throwers of old, then swung his entire body back around, whipping the grenade from his hand with the force of a catapult. He instantly followed up with the other arm, which shot the second ball of steel death in just as straight and swift a high trajectory. The slug leader, its jelly-like throbbing body coursing with veins of the reddest blood, seemed to sense the twin balls of death as they approached its nest. A row of narrow pink eyes turned slowly toward each intruder, but it didn't have time to study them too closely.